We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on a Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine. But they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, happy Friday, folks. Welcome into the Annie Fry Show. We are very grateful that you're with us right now. And we're doing a little tap dancing in this moment right now because we are seeing from Fox News that the jury has reached a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And we are going to go live to the courtroom as soon as they broadcast that. So you want to stay right here on 97.1 FM Talk. And when the time comes where they go to the judge and we get to hear the reading of the verdict that the jury has reached, we are going to bring that to you right now. A reminder that we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app, you can stream 97.1 FM Talk throughout the course of the day, all day, and you can hear the station. You can hear my show, Mark's show, starting in the morning, all the way through Mark Reardon's show, following mine. So on a big breaking news day like today, where we have heard, we have learned now that the jury has reached a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and we are going to go to the courtroom as soon as that coverage begins and listen in live, you're going to want to keep it with us. Stay right here with us. You can also stream us live. You can watch the show. Yes, today we are officially back on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet and you would like to let YouTube know that, no, we are not, some tinfoil hat wearing radio show. We broadcast facts and news and fun entertainment and opinion. Go subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and watch us right there. So we've got a good show for you. Kevin Wheeler is going to be joining us. We're supposed to hear from Kevin Wheeler in about 15 minutes or so, but we will wait and see how this verdict is read and what we can hear there within the courtroom. Are we ready? Are they going yet? The judge is talking?
Well, the judge is talking.
Then let's listen in and let's listen in right now. This is the Kyle Rittenhouse trial has reached a verdict. We're listening to the judge in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
We do have strong feelings, but we can't permit any kind of a reaction to the verdict. And as you can see, there is quite a bit of law enforcement here, and you will be whisked out of here if there is any. So just be aware.
People standing up would be an indication that the jury is likely coming back in at this moment. So we are very, very close to hearing what they have decided.
Okay.
So we are watching right now as I believe the jury is walking into the courtroom in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The jury has reached a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Kyle Rittenhouse is present. The judge is there getting ready to read this verdict and hear from the jury. And we are going to listen in as we hear this live right here on the Annie Fry Show. as the jury approaches the their place there in the courtroom, we watch as Kyle Rittenhouse stands and watches them as they move into the courtroom, the judge with his hands folded, watching as well as Kyle Rittenhouse waits to hear what the verdict that the jury has reached in the trial taking place right now live in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We're going to follow this live. We are going to be listening to this live right here on 97.1 FM Talk on the Annie Fry Show. And if you want to watch us live, you can do so on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page.
All right, members of the jury, have you elected a four-person? Would you give your juror number, please?
54.
And has the jury reached a verdict as to each count of the information?
Yes, we have, Your Honor.
One verdict and one verdict only?
Yes.
Would you hand all of the paperwork to the bailiff, please?
This is the ones that we didn't fill. Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. May I see that too, please, Mrs. Chairman? Thank you.
The jury has handed the verdict to the judge. He's filing through these papers. Let's listen in and see what verdict has been reached in the trial.
The defendant will rise and face the jury and hearken to its verdicts.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Not guilty.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read? Would you wish the jury polled?
No.
Okay. Okay, folks, your job is done, and we started just about 3 weeks ago. And I told you it could last 2 weeks and 2 days. This is 2 weeks. This is 3 weeks. You were a wonderful jury to work with. You were punctual. You were attentive. And the forgotten six over here who had a very difficult job of keeping from discussing the case during the time that they were sequestered as well. All of you, I couldn't have asked for a better jury to work with. And it has truly been my pleasure. Without commenting on your verdict, the verdicts themselves, just in terms of your the attentiveness and the cooperation that you gave to us, justifies the confidence that the founders of our country placed in you. So. I dismiss you at this time. You're never under any obligation to discuss any aspect of this case with anyone. You're welcome to do so as little or as much as you want. The media have requested, a number of media sources have requested the ability to talk to you, and they have been allowed to present presentations to you that you'll get in writing. And it's entirely up to you whether you want to contact them. They are not to contact you. If anyone does contact you, and just you tell them you're not interested in discussing it, if that's the case. And if anyone persists in doing so, report that to us and it will be addressed.
So there you have it. The Kyle Rittenhouse verdict is in, not guilty on all charges. And watching Kyle Rittenhouse as those verdicts were read, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, you could see him slowly letting go, and that you could see the burden be lifted off of his shoulders, and he became emotional. You could tell he was trying to contain it and keep it in. But Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all charges. Brad is in here, of course. Dave Klein from the Mark Reardon Show helping us get this to you live as it happens. Dave, like, that's, are you surprised?
A little bit. I'm, you know, in the sense that the last few days when this the deliberation took so long, you kind of thought, well, what's going to happen now?
Right. You start to raise your eyebrows a little bit.
Right. I kind of thought this would be a slam dunk just reading what I have about the case, but, you know, I was kind of really interested to see what was going to happen today. So.
Man, Brad, what do you think?
Well, I think this is a win for the right to self-defense. To me, as I watched this case, as I watched it unfold, I remember watching it kind of the night it happened, watching the videos pop up on Twitter and whatnot, and thinking to myself, you know, this really looks like he did everything in his power to get out of the situation. You can argue about whether or not he should have even been in the situation. That's a story for another day. That is, you know, that's not what was on
trial. It was not a crime for him to be there.
Right.
It's not a crime for him to be there.
Right.
And if it were a crime for him to be there, there are a lot of people who committed a crime that night. I mean, like, literally committing crimes that night. Here's the thing, folks. Not guilty on all five charges. Kyle Rittenhouse, the verdict just read right now. What happens in Kenosha, Wisconsin right now? Because the event that led to what caused this trial to happen was rioting, was people who were upset and given the, honestly, the space and the room and the time to riot in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to burn Kenosha. What happens next for anybody who continues to spread the absolute lies that the mainstream media, and yes, even the president of the United States, spread, referring to Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist? Any burning, any bloodshed, any violence, any destruction to businesses in this city that takes place after this not guilty verdict is on the hands of the hapless, irresponsible, deceitful media that continues to perpetuate these lies. There is an industry that exists on manufacturing and maintaining division, and it is causing people's lives. I think, honestly, you know, this is kind of the way, any, like, when the Virginia election gets done, I'm like, really? They were allowed to win? Mm-hmm. Like, wow, they must have really won big. You know, that's kind of the way I feel about the way things go. I'm just used to things not going, you know, my particular way. Mm-hmm. You know, Dave, I don't know what your vested emotional interest is on any of these things, but you just kind of get the vibe, like you were saying, that it's going to be a hung jury, maybe a guilty charge on one count or something, because the world that we live in right now doesn't seem like it's one of justice.
Yeah.
This feels like justice was served.
And you know what I'm thinking, too, is the people the other day that or was it last week, when they saw him testifying in tears and they said, oh, those are just crocodile tears. Those are just that's nothing. That's fake. You saw his reaction today. You can't tell me that's not legitimate.
What did you when you saw him breaking down there
today?
Did you feel for him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, like Brad said, you know, you can argue that maybe he shouldn't have been there. Fine. He had every right to be there. But to be in his situation right now with all those emotions going through him, I don't know how he held it together like he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
And, you know, a lot of questions about what happens next with him and civil cases with a lot of what the media has espoused leading into this, really potentially tainting his ability to get a fair trial. It'll be interesting to see if he has the same kind of future ahead of him that the, what was the high school again? Kentucky kid?
Oh, Covington.
Covington.
Yeah, Catholic.
In Kentucky. Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all charges. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back with more Annie Fry Show reaction as well to this not guilty charge. We've got Kevin Wheeler on the show today. Frank Chain, who is one of the lawyers who is part of that lawsuit that the Daily Wire is leading against the Biden administration and their tyrannical vaccine mandate. He's going to be on at 1:10 as well. Stick around. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner.
Hey, I know I'm gonna be the man who's delivering to you. But I won't walk
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Hope you're having a good Friday, but none of us having as good of a Friday as Kyle Rittenhouse, found not guilty on all charges. This just in the last 20 minutes. We carried it live here, right here on the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk, as we promised you that we would. You can rewind on the Odyssey app if you want to hear that, if you want to hear the jury and the judge read that verdict. We saw Kyle Rittenhouse as it was not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. He began to break down. You could see he was trying to compose himself, but it was just too much. And you and I both can understand why. I wanted to reach out to my friend Mark Cox and get his reaction to the not guilty verdict on all charges for Kyle Rittenhouse. Mark, thanks for squeezing us in your afternoon nap. Great to have you on the show.
Annie, thank you.
Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty on all charges. What do you think?
Yeah, judged by a jury of his peers, right?
Right.
And I think that if you believe in the American justice system, had he been convicted, I didn't think he deserved to be convicted, but he would have had to live with that. And now that he's been acquitted, the other side has to live with that. I've been amazed watching coverage of this about, you know, I even watched a CBS News anchor this week in the morning. Saying all we want is justice, he said after coming back after a story like that, which I thought was, you know, pretty editorial on his part to mention that. The fact that there's anything racial about this is the sad part. It was Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old white kid, who shot three other people who were Caucasian,
mm-hmm.
and yet we're told that there will be, you know, people in the streets trying to burn the place down tonight because of racial overtones in this case. I just don't get it.
You know, I heard Candace Owens the other night on Tucker Carlson, and she said she was talking about that very thing. Like, this, as much as they're trying to hawk this as some, you know, the next chapter in the book of how racist the United States of America is, she's like, she said, black folks, we can sit this one out. And when you look at it, when you look at who has really worked hard, like purposely worked hard to try to make sure that there is a race element attached to this, it's the Democrats, the president of the United States himself, when he was the candidate, using Kyle Rittenhouse and the deaths of these individuals to attack, once again, Donald Trump. There's always a Trump element. And also the mainstream media, who is still espousing the falsehoods that were proven wrong in this actual hearing. I mean, these people, they have no standards at all about truth and honesty.
You know, you mentioned the mainstream media, and yesterday the judge made that ruling that MSNBC was no longer allowed to be in the courtroom or cover this case. They were tracking this jury for a reason. And that's sad, because if you want to continue to have jurors that are allowed to vote the way they believe the vote should go without fear of retribution afterwards, and MSNBC had a photographer trailing them so they could try to take pictures of them and determine who they were, you know, these people shouldn't have to live in fear of their life. Mm-mm. And unfortunately, you know, somebody's going to leak the name of these jurors, or somebody's going to find out who they are. Something's going to happen that's going to cause violence for one of these people. And that's really just it's a travesty. You know, as we watch this case, I was talking to somebody about this a few minutes ago. As we watch this case, it was not unlike the O.J. Simpson trial years ago. And I covered that verdict.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people know that. I was in Los Angeles for the O.J. Simpson verdict. I was on the street in front of the courthouse when the verdict was read. Everybody who watched that knew that the prosecution was incompetent. You just knew it. I mean, they just didn't do a good job of, they didn't make their case. They didn't do a good job of that. Anybody with two eyes saw the same thing here, to the point that there were people questioning whether or not the prosecutor willfully threw the case. I don't know the answer to that, but, you know, the evidence showed that this kid was acting in self-defense. I thought that was crystal clear. But there are people in this country who, you know, slandered this kid.
Yeah.
I want to know when the lawsuits get filed. He's going to be the next Nick Sandman from Covington Catholic, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I hope so, because, you know, the way we handle news and information on a broad spectrum right now, it's always about cultivating and maintaining power. Yeah, I'm curious. I'm really curious what your thoughts are, Mark, as being somebody who, you know, we went into the streets, you and I together, along with some of our colleagues. Was it Darren Wilson's verdict? Or was it after the Darren Wilson verdict? I don't remember which one it was. One of the many times where there were potential riots going to be taking place in the streets. And this was after we were downtown here in the streets of St. Louis, walking up and down while people were gathering to protest. They marched onto the highway and so on and so forth. Is this just a way of life in the United States of America now? One side doesn't get their way, we prepare for riots and protests and burning buildings.
Isn't it sad? I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate. I think it was either that trial or the Jason Stockley trial.
That was Jason Stockley. That's what it was.
It might have been Jason Stockley,
yes,
while we were down there. And it's the sad thing is it's encouraged by the party that seems to think they get some benefit out of it. The fear, the protests that get ginned up, and it only happens when that party's out of power, for the most part. Now, that may or may not be the case up in Kenosha today. I think there will be some reaction to that. But when they had the Million Mom March on Washington, you know, it's when there was a Republican in office, right? When they had the Pink Hat March on Washington,
yep,
it's because Donald Trump was in office.
Mm-hmm.
These things only happen when they benefit one party, and in this case, it's the Democratic Party.
Yes, yes. And
they derive power from it, and that's why they put up with it.
Think about, too, how the national media, along with the political parties, reacted to what was going on the West Coast, where we see Kamala Harris, among other people, you know, working to bail people out of jail for their actions in these kinds of protests. And then, you know, after Joe Biden is inaugurated into the presidency, they basically built walls. Like, all of a sudden, walls are valuable. Well, all of a sudden, walls,
yeah,
help protect people that are on the inside. They build walls. They put law enforcement all over the place to lock down Washington, D.C. And there was effectively nothing that was taking place. The riots weren't there. The Republicans didn't lose their minds and try to burn down Washington, D.C. at that inauguration, where they kept it that way for weeks and weeks. It seems as though the optics of just individuals who cannot handle the way our Justice Department is working right now, they're upset with it, which protest is fine. Protest is part of the First Amendment. It's the number one right that we have in the Bill of Rights there. When it goes into violence and, you know, destruction and the burning down of people's businesses, it just seems like at some point we have to say, okay, enough. No more of that.
I think people are sick of it. I think they're getting more. I think even the people that wanted to be in denial about it in the Democratic Party are getting a little tired of it, I'll have to say. I saw a headline in the Post, I believe it was yesterday, about Kim Gardner. You know, it was a positive piece on Kim Gardner, but the piece basically said Gardner sets about the task of, addressing some of the problems in her department, in the circuit attorney's office. She made those problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's got 100% turnover in her prosecutors, in her office. She's not addressing violent crime. She's not addressing violent criminals. People are walking. She's letting people out of jail. Nobody's being prosecuted for this. The guy that wore a Shaman helmet and broke into the United States Capitol, to the best of my knowledge, was having conversations with Capitol police officers from the video I saw. Just got 4.5 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. And the guy that burned and rioted, the guys that rioted in downtown St. Louis, weren't even prosecuted.
Yeah, it's so lopsided. I think the American people are seeing it, too. I think they're waking up. We're speaking with Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Before I let you go, I think there's another element to this trial that has it's going to cause a big megaphone on a specific set of issues, and that's Second Amendment issues and gun rights. Because, yes, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse had a big, scary, you know, black assault rifle, and he was not found guilty of doing anything with that assault rifle, and somebody died, which means that there was an element of using that rifle that was found necessary in his own self-defense. What's your reaction to how this not guilty on all counts affects the rights of Americans to exercise their Second Amendment?
Well, you know, Annie, I was thrilled the other day when at the end of the trial, the judge dropped the case regarding the weapon, because the prosecutor correctly pointed out that under Wisconsin law, a teenager was allowed to carry a long gun. There's just a limit on the length of the barrel. Like, it couldn't be, the barrel couldn't be too short. So the judge had already dropped that part of the charge against him, and that seemed to be what outraged the liberals so much. How dare he carry this gun? Well, you know, I wouldn't have wanted my 17-year-old to be in that situation, right, but I was pretty impressed with how this particular 17-year-old carried himself. I was also impressed with the reason he wanted to be there. All the lies were, you know, exposed here, that he drove from out of town. He had an illegal gun. He had no business being there, but his dad lived there. It was his community.
Mm-hmm.
And he did take a gun, and he took a gun for pretty good reason, for self-defense. And we're going to have a Supreme Court decision this year at some point, finally clarifying your right to carry a weapon outside of your own home. After this case in New York, that's the question,
yeah,
up there. So, yeah, I'm thrilled that this young man was acquitted of defending his life. Any of us, hopefully with the right training, would have done the same thing in a similar situation.
Yep. Yeah. Like Dan on our YouTube channel watching right now said, what if he did not have his gun? Well, he wouldn't have been there to defend himself in a court. In a public court. Mark, thank you for coming on with us. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to weigh in on this, because it'd be a while before you got back behind the microphone. So
you read my mind, Annie. Thank you.
I'm sure I interrupted either a nap or a golf game, both of which I am envious of. So carry on with your weekend, Mark.
All right, Annie. Thanks.
You're welcome. Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show joining us right there. We're going to listen to this one more time. If you missed it before, let's listen to this verdict being read, and then we're going to take a break and bring Ryan Wiggins and Wiggins America into the studio here in just a minute.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Hey, welcome back to The Annie Fry Show. Friday, and I'm pleasantly pleased to be able to tell you that. I'm going to share this so you can see it while I read it to you here on the live stream, which you can see on YouTube today. Just saying, it's there. Listen to this take from USA Today on, if you didn't know, if you're just tuning in, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all charges. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. The USA Today post here says Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and wounded Gage Grosskreutz, is that how you say it, during protests last summer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after Jacob Blake, who is black, was wounded by a white police officer. Trash take number one, folks. There are going to be more. I'm warning you, and you know that already. I don't know if Wiggins America had a shift in topic here, but we should tune into it and see what he has to say.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Well, I feel like I should shift, because this is kind of big news.
Can you believe that?
I can't. I really can't. I thought he would at least, there would be something.
I was talking about the USA Today article.
Oh, well, I'm looking at that now. I'm just talking about Kyle Rittenhouse in general. Yeah. I mean, the fact that he's not guilty on all charges, I never would have put money on that if I was at the casino. But it's good to see.
But why, though? Because this is absolutely 100% the right verdict, because the prosecution didn't prove, like, oh my gosh, if they would have found him guilty on any of these charges after the prosecution acted like the clowns piling out of the clown car to go into the courtroom because it was a slam dunk. I mean, they were literally talking, like, this is brand new information to me, that there are situations where prosecutors might try to throw the trial because they realize it's not going their way, so they decide to throw the trial so they can have another bite at the apple, which is why a case would be dismissed with prejudice, which means it can't be retried. Like, they were discussing the possibility that this is going so poorly, they're probably trying to throw it.
You're right, and your question of why is a really good one, because of all the reasons that I think you've already stated, Mark Cox probably stated, that that's where we're at in America right now. That even though the evidence all pointed to not guilty on all charges, there's a lot of people standing outside the courtroom. There's a lot of public pressure from the media. So you thought maybe that's why this has taken so long, that, okay, well, maybe we could find him guilty on something so that the headlines don't say not guilty on all charges. Not that that's right, but that's where we are.
We're awaiting a White House statement on Rittenhouse verdict. That's according to Fox News. I wonder if the president's going to refer to say, well, I'm just pretty shocked to see that the white supremacists got all not guilty verdicts. Because that's what he has already publicly said about Kyle Rittenhouse before the trial ever even started.
Yeah, how do you sue the president? Is that going to happen? Because
he wasn't the president when he tweeted that.
Some nuance.
Yes.
You're right. You're right. Ooh, that's going to be interesting. I wonder if he'll take that all the way, because obviously Nick Sandman has blazed the trail for a precedent on what he could receive in compensation from these news agencies.
We never heard the number, right? That was.
I just think it was $250 million.
But is that
the actual number? That's speculation. They don't know.
I don't think that it was ever published. That's not actual information.
I think that was part of the settlement, that they couldn't reveal it.
Agreed.
For this reason. Because if they did agree to share that information, then everybody would know, and everybody would say, oh, well, that's what I want then.
Dude's balling now, though.
You're right. You're right. And you're right that nobody's having a better Friday than Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, my gosh. Did you watch? Did you see?
Sort of. I walked down to get lunch at that very moment.
Were you like sitting on the toilet with your phone watching it?
No, no.
You're like sort of. I'm a little distracted.
I walked downstairs to get lunch, and reason I knew it was happening is because I heard people in Papa John's going, hey, Kyle Rittenhouse. And I'm like, kidding me? I'm here. I should be up there.
They legit waited for us to go on the air. It was awesome.
Yes.
That has not any truth to it. But I'm in the media. Why do I speak truth?
I put in a phone call.
You should have seen Brad. If you've got a lot to say in Williamsburg, there's time later.
He was calm and cool under pressure.
If you missed seeing Brad in his first... Oh, crap, there's breaking news.
Yeah,
what do we do?
I did miss that.
He handled it wonderfully. Dave Klein came in here and helped, and we got it off just no problems whatsoever.
Yeah, you caught the whole thing, right?
Yep. Yes.
How many did he have to read to get, how many not guilties?
Five.
Okay, five. Because I was listening to that part of it, I caught the very end of it.
The sixth charge was the charge regarding the weapon, and they were talking about it before they had brought the jury back in a few days ago, and they're like, this only matters if it was the question was, is it a sawed off weapon? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. They're like, the judge is like, all we got to do is measure it, let's get it in here and measure it. And they're like, okay, well, this charge is dropped. So, I mean, it was that easy. Like, how did they get that far?
This judge, man, why we need more judges like that guy. You know why this is such a big deal, and I think we're sort of realizing this in real time, or at least I am, that this is a win for the justice system over public pressure.
Yes.
This is a big, big deal, because if public pressure had its way, Kyle Rittenhouse would be in jail for the rest of his life.
Well, if public pressure had its way, then we don't have a justice system.
And that's exactly what I'm saying, is that the justice system has stood up in the face of ridiculous lies and manipulation from the media and said no.
Those lies are still being perpetuated,
and they will be.
As fact, right now, like the facts of the case that were delivered in the courtroom, you still have media professionals out there saying this is unbelievable that he was able to, you know, cross state lines in his mom's car carrying a weapon and had no business being in. I mean, these are all not true. And if everybody says this about the Kyle Rittenhouse case, something to the effect of, I wouldn't want my kid to have gone and done what Kyle did. Bad choices are probably most often, to a high extent, not illegal.
You're right.
Illegal things are almost always bad choices. Maybe not always. We could have that conversation too. But the fact that he made a decision to go do this and to be there, his presence in Kenosha, Wisconsin that night was not a crime. And to look at what he did and was doing there and what he was surrounded by and what those people were doing, like, are we trying those people?
Great question.
Are those people?
Yeah, what about all those people?
Are those people going to show up in Kenosha, Wisconsin tonight and do the same gosh darn thing?
Another reason why this is a big deal is, let's say we get another summer of 2020 and we start seeing riots like crazy again. Every single independent deputy is going to say, I'm Kyle Rittenhouse now. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to decrease violence, but it's going to put a check on people out there rioting, that they know that there could be a Kyle Rittenhouse coming.
FR on YouTube, on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, says, if there were 100 Kyles, Kenosha wouldn't have burned.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be up to, I mean, is it wrong to say that Kyle was a vigilante?
No, he was.
He was.
He absolutely was.
But why are we relying on brave and bold 17-year-old kids to show up and put themselves in that situation to try to calm the destruction and the violence? I mean, folks, this is St. Louis, Missouri. We have an elected congresswoman tweeting out to the country that during the Ferguson riots, there were white supremacists behind a hill shooting at her and the other people there. And nobody cares. Tucker Carlson covers it and is like, can you believe this? But that's what Tucker Carlson does. The people who see Cori Bush's tweet like that and go, this is the most racist freaking country on the entire planet. Look at what was going on in St. Louis. White supremacists just hanging out behind random hills, firing upon protesters who want to protest the unlawful death of a man who put his hands up in the air and said, don't shoot. It's all lies. It's all lies. And Cori Bush knows that she's a liar. She knows it, and she's using it because it gets her more power.
Yep. And those people who are dyed-in-the-wool supporters of Cori Bush, they're not going to pay attention to Fox News today.
No.
They're not going to hear another side of the story, other than like what you have up on the stream, or you had up on the stream, from USA Today.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff that they're going to hear and think, we've been denied justice once again because of this phantom white supremacy thing that really, really doesn't apply in this case, but in most cases also doesn't. Mm-hmm. They're going to grab that. They're going to keep pushing it. And I don't want to end on a bad note. I want to acknowledge that this is a win today for the American justice system. It's a win for the Constitution. And those are all good things. And they have to happen. And this is our system under attack and standing up and saying it works.
It's the last line of defense for the American system.
And it works. It's working. That's great news.
Brian on YouTube says, and I think citizens should have the right to defend their cities from rioters trying to destroy and burn down businesses. This police standby thing that started with Ferguson started a bad trend. I'm with you on that one, Brian. You know, here's the other thing, and this is why I'm talking about Cori Bush so much today and the media and Lord knows what the White House is going to say. Because there are people who hear this stuff and they believe it. They should be able to believe their elected officials. You should be able to believe what they're saying. This is going to cause division. There are people who do experience racism. That should not happen. But when you fake it so that you can acquire more power, you're making the whole situation worse for everybody, but probably you. Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty on all charges. You want to do Wiggins America at 1:45?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. We'll be right back with Frank Chang. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.